Romans chapter 12 and verse 5. In the same way, even though we are many individuals, Christ makes us one body and individuals who are connected to each other. The analogy of the human body that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 best describes the way the body of Christ was meant to function. It is the smooth, cooperative, and combined working of every part of the human body that makes it so incredible. So also, in the body of Christ, we may look different, hail from diverse backgrounds, have distinct callings, and possess varied gifts. Nonetheless, having partaken of the one baptism, having the same Spirit of God at work in and through us, there is no place for disunity. Therefore, each one's grief or joy should be shared by everyone else. One body also implies that we complement, not compete with one another. This unity applies to every local church and to the church at large. That was the prayer of Jesus in John chapter 17 and verse 21. I pray that all of these people continue to have unity in the way that you, Father, are in me and I am in you. I pray that they may be united with us so that the world will believe that you have sent me.